Heidi Dai is a property market analyst from Shanghai. She's in London for a short business trip.
I'm planning to visit some business and commercial areas like the city and Canary Wharf.
Dai's company has previously helped with the planning of a finance and trade zone in Shanghai's Lujiazui area, looking at Canary Wharf as a case of study.
Shanghai is a global metropolitan city. I chose those financial areas in big cities like London, Paris, New York, and Tokyo as examples for research.
While some Chinese companies are studying from afar, some are coming straight forward to tap into the local market. Ping An Insurance Group has agreed to buy the landmark Lloyd's building in the city of London for around $390 million. Last month, Chinese property developer Dalian Wanda Group announced plans to invest some $1.5 billion to buy a British yacht maker and develop a 5-star hotel in London. And in May, Beijing-based developer Advanced Business Park signed a deal worth $1.5 billion to transform the Royal Albert Dock in East London into a business port.
Well, London has demonstrated a very credible growth, even though the market was tough over the last couple of years.
Ajay Bala is professor of global innovation management at Carl's Business School with City University in London.
And it has outperformed most of the world property markets, especially in the developed world. And I think that confidence which London has built, it has become a very attractive proposition for Chinese and other investors. And the market future outlook continues to remain very buoyant.
The latest United Nations report shows foreign direct investment into Britain rose 22% over $60 billion last year. That runs counter to the 18% decline in global FDI. Heidi Dai says a comparatively high rate of return is the main factor driving Chinese investors to look abroad.
Return on investment in China's real estate market is relatively low at the moment. Take office buildings as example. The return on investment is around 5-8%.
In comparison, analysis is suggesting property prices in London are expected to enjoy an average increase of around 25% over the next 5 years. And with the UK economy still struggling, most politicians and business leaders in the UK are welcoming the potential for more Chinese investment. Professor Bala says it's quite understandable.
The investment in land often is a different intentions. In these cases, all the investments which we recently seen from China are the ones which are going to generate jobs. Are they going to generate development of the real estate, which needs real money? And you've got to remember that these investments often are long-term investments, which are passive investments, not active investments, where you will see that the companies, you know, interfering in each other's affairs, and then that are often welcomed by any advanced economy.
But given China's economic growth has been showing signs of slowing down, some are cautioning that Chinese investment could quickly retreat, as Japanese investment did in the 1990s. But Professor Bala notes, Chinese investment is not nearly as deep as Japanese investment was some 20 years ago.
I think the major worry, I would say, for the advanced economies or for the Chinese investors is how long do they see their investment? Is it just an attractive financial returns they're looking for to make it in 3 to 5 years or 10 years? Or is it something which they think is going to be part of their long-term investment strategy?
For CRI, I'm Tuyun in London.